right, so this is our last Birchas Kohanim shir of the summer. As Rishachter pointed out, there's only so much you could say in Birchas Kohanim. I was sort of hoping he would give a shir in Birchas Kohanim, and if he did that for an hour and a half, it would cover everything that we did all summer and more, but he didn't. So the last thing I want to talk about this summer is, and the truth is, there are other topics that we didn't get to that we could have gotten to, meaning other topics in Sota in general, in Birchas Kohanim in particular. Like, we did not discuss which direction they turn around in, which is part of the sugya of Kol Pino Shatapon Lo Yuel Derech Yamin, which is a sugya earlier in Masechah Sota, and it's a sugya Masechah Yuma, and it comes up in a number of different contexts. I used to have they used to have that for a while on Waze. One of the options of voices that you could use was an annoying yeshivish guy. That was an option. So one of the things that he would say when he was instructing you to make a right turn was, Chazal say, when in doubt, always make a right. So or something like that. We ended up getting rid of that voice because it was racist, and anti-police for some reason. So it was like a little disturbing, but at least it knew the Kol Pino Shatapon Lo Yuel Derech Yamin. There are other things. I don't think we discussed Suma and Cheresh in... did we discuss the Suma? So Suma and Cheresh in Birchas Kohanim. We didn't discuss Begadol, the topic of Birchas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. There are things, and then throughout Masechah Sota, I mean, you have a ton of sugyas. Einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos, and estaklus benashim, and nashim betalmud Torah, and valachta bedrachav. Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, the comparison between Eov and Avram Avinu, davening b'shar lashon. A kid was just asking me that question just now about davening in English. Davening al kivrei avos, we see from Kalev, you know, things like that. Listening to music after the Chorban HaBayis, which is in Yom HaDiyoma. There's a lot of great sugyas, even outside of like Sota, meaning outside of the sugyas of the Sota itself, which itself is its own great topic in learning. So it's not like we did everything, you know, but, you know, okay, so today we're going to do drinking and Birchas Kohanim, meaning not drinking, not like no moral judgment in this shir. This is just going to be about when a person is compromised in terms of the way their brain is functioning because of alcohol consumption. So to what extent does that affect Birchas Kohanim? To what extent does it affect Tefillah, Paskening Halacha, Birchas Hamazon, things of that nature. So this is most notable, meaning the idea that you're not allowed to drink before you do Birchas Kohanim is most noticeable on Simchas Torah. Why is that most noticeable on Simchas Torah? Because there is a almost universal minhag among Klal Yisrael that even though Simchas Torah is a Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov we do Birchas Kohanim, what do we do differently on Simchas Torah? We do it at Shacharis, not at Musaf. So where does that come from, that we do it at Shacharis, not at Musaf? So it seems to come from the fact that by the time we daven Musaf and Simchas Torah, most shuls have had Kiddush already. And once you've already had Kiddush, it means you drink some wine, because you need wine for Kiddush, right? The assumption is that you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina for Kiddush unless there's no wine available, and we live in places, thank God, where we have plenty of wine available. We could discuss maybe some other time why people are mekel about that and make Kiddush on schnapps and other things. You really shouldn't do that unless there's no wine available. But the assumption is that if you're making Kiddush, it means that you had some wine. So if you had some wine, then you shouldn't be doing Birchas Kohanim. So the Ramban Tzif Mem Dalet writes, Nogu b'chom l'dim aseilu she'inos and kapayim el v'yom tov mishum shal shruyim b'simchas yom tov. That we only do Nesias Kapayim in Yom Tov because that's when we're experiencing Simcha. V'tov lev v'yivarach. Ma she'in kem b'shar yamim afilu b'shabas sashana, as opposed to throughout the rest of the year, even on Shabbos, she'trudim b'hirhurim al milchiyas where we're so caught up in thinking about how to make a living and about the fact that we're not able to work on Shabbos and therefore we're going to lose all that money.
And
And even on Yom Tov, we only do Nesias Kapayim at Musaf, because that's when we're going to leave Shul, and that's when we're going to have Simchas Yom Tov. So we juxtapose the Nesias Kapayim with the height of the Simcha, which is the Suudah that comes afterwards. But the Nesias Kapayim comes right, it comes before, but right before we experience that Simcha of davening. So the meaning is to only do Chavim Yom Tov, but only at Musaf, so you can leave Shul in an elevated state of Simcha, which leads right into the Suudah of Yom Tov, which elevates the Simcha even further. And that's why we duchen at Shachris on Simchas Torah is explained by the Levush. The reason we duchen at Shachris on Simchas Torah is explained by the Levush. He says, "Hey, no, gemalos the duchen mrei Simchas Ha'am shetrudim b'Simchasan u'shchichi shichrus." That the reason we duchen at Shachris is because at Musaf we're already shchichi shichrus. It's already likely that there's been some drunkenness. And because Shulchan Aruch also writes this that only by Musaf, because by that only by Shachris and Simchas Torah, because by Musaf there's a chashash shichrus, and that's the reason the Shulchan Aruch and some Kuf Chav Tesef Al says not to duchen at Mincha in general. I mean, why don't we ever do duchening at Mincha except for where do we add in Birchas Kohanim in our Chazar Sashatz at Mincha? On the Tainus, right? So it's Tainus. You know that you're not going to be drunk. But any day that's not a Tainus, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shchicha Shichur is Bosa Shah. Shemi a Kohen Shikur Bosa Shah. We don't want the Kohen to be a Shikur. Is that absolutely a universal minhag? Is it the minhag everywhere? Not necessarily. The Eliyahu Rabba writes that there are those that are knowing on Simchas Torah to Duchen Shachur at Musaf also. Prima Gadim says Nesias Kapayim Yesh Noagim Shachur Seles Shichur Sviyesh B'Musaf. And La Lacha the Mishabura in Tavresh Samach Tes if Kat Nid Zayin quotes both minhagim. And he concludes, "Kol makom lefi minhago v'yizaru shelo yishtu." That everyone should follow their minhag as far as Simchas Torah is concerned, but it's not a minhag; it's a matter of halacha that you're not supposed to drink before Nesias Kapayim, before Duchening. So let's go back and analyze the sugya of drinking a little.
If we said the pastors and say you should do it once a day, then why is there half a minhag that you should do it every?
Yeah, that's a good question. Meaning, why were they kovei, I guess, to do it earlier in the day as opposed to mincha? So that's why. Or maybe even if you didn't do it earlier in the day, you don't do it at mincha because shechichi shechus. Now, the sugya of drinking and doing mitzvahs when you're drinking and things like that is primarily a sugya mesechus erevin. Erevin of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, I think I put in the Marmar Kamos. I hope I did, because it's like the... Yeah, that Amr Avida Mashmuel Shasur Vias Yayin Al Yor. That if a person drinks a Revias of Yayin, he shouldn't pass on Lacha. There's a minhag that many Rabbanim have that they don't make early Shabbos. I do not have this minhag, but there's a minhag many Rabbanim have that they never make early Shabbos through the summertime, because very often on Friday night, rabbis get a knock on the door where someone is coming to ask a shayla. And if you made early Shabbos and you already made Kiddush, by the time someone comes and knocks on the door, you already drank a Revias Yayin, and Shosu Revias Yayin al Yorei. You're not allowed to pass, you're disqualified from paskening at that point in time. So there is such a minhag that Rabbanim have. Other Rabbanim have a minhag that they'll only make Kiddush on grape juice on Friday night for the same reason. Well, usually the shaylas come like immediately at the beginning of the meal. And by the time the rabbi gets home and says Shalom Aleichem, so usually by then the shaylas would have come by that time already, because usually the shayla is that someone came home from shul and the wife said, "Oh no, we forgot to turn on the hot plate, or we left the chalent in the oven." Yeah, whatever, you know, whatever the concern is, something that happens immediately. Sometimes shaylas come up a little bit later, you know, if some emergency or something happens in the middle of the meal. So there is such a practice that rabbis have, and that's based on this halacha that Shasur V'Yisya'in Al Yorah. It's important to know that Al Yorah means not to give a hora'ah. Hora'ah means something that requires, you know, a deep level of psak. As far as just paskin, something that's pashur ubaru, something that's clear, the Rambam writes in B'yas Mikdash Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel that if it's a davar shat stuk and modem bo, it's like mamish and beferish and pasuk, then it's mutu lahoros. And the Ramah paskins la'alacha in Yeridei and Sim Reishim and Beis if you gimel, that's something that's borer b'poskim, something that's very clear in the poskim, something straight out in Shulchan Aruch, that it's a zeal kari beravhu, meaning that that's not a hora'ah, that's just open up the sefer, and it says it right there So that's not called a hora'a, and that you could paskin even when you drank a revius of yayin, right? So that's what we assume, that most of the shailas we get is just a matter of a person not knowing how to look it up in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Mishnah Berurah. Most of the shailas we get are black on white; they're not so complicated. But when something requires a hora'a, requires some level of judgment, so we assume that even just a revius of yayin impairs a person's judgment enough that he's not able to paskin. It shows you just like how finely attuned a person's mind has to be in order to be able to be comfortable giving a psak halacha, to be a posek. Rav David Cohen spoke a little bit about that yesterday, of what it means to be a posek. So to be a posek means that a person is really on their game, that they really have to be on top of things to paskin halacha properly. Their mind has to be really in tip-top shape. Sometimes you'll find that poskim, the really big poskim, will notice as they get older that their mind is slipping a little bit way before anybody else notices it, because their mind is like such a well-oiled machine that if there's one thing that's like a little off, they'll like realize. I think they say Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the last 10 years of his life stopped paskening shailas, or something like that. I don't know if it's 10 years, but the last several years of his life stopped paskening shailas. So why did he stop paskening shailas? He was very sharp till the end. He lived to 95. He had a Richus Yamim. He was very sharp till the end. So he stopped paskening shailas because he forgot a Tosfos. There was a Tosfos in Chulin that he forgot. He said, "If my mind is forgetting a Tosfos, then I shouldn't be paskening anymore." So what does that mean? It means no one who ever forgets a Tosfos can paskin. That's quite a madriga to expect. I'm not sure if he meant that. Meaning, what he might have meant is that my mind has to be in tip-top shape, and I see slipping. So if I'm slipping, then I should stop paskin. Meaning that's the equivalent of shasur revius yayin. Maybe he meant that. There are no halachas, but that I know of. But it's logical that if a person's brain isn't functioning properly, they shouldn't paskin. I've asked shailas to poskim where they said, "Not now, I just can't." Like that, when their mind just weren't ready to deal with it. The Rav Asher Weiss refers to these types of psukim when you ask a posek out of context of them being able to really focus, is tshuvot cheder madrigot, the stairwell shailas, meaning that the posek is just walking somewhere and you're like, "Oh wait, but can I, you know?" So like and then the person writes a sefer of all the shailas they asked in the stairwell to. So he said those svarim mean nothing to me, because he said, "I know I'm on the other side of those questions, so like I know how much thought goes into those questions." So it's so he said when you see svarim like that are piskei, ched madrigot, I'm not gonna pay too much attention. So anyway, so Gemara says Shasur v'Yisayin al Yora. Amrav Nachman lo mal yahashmeited. He says, "I don't like that teaching." Da'anako kavdol shesin reviyasa dechamel lo sis datoy. He says, "I can't focus unless I have a reviyas of yayin. You know, in the morning instead of a coffee, he'd have a reviyas of yayin. That's what got him going." So he said, "I can't focus on anything unless I have a reviyas of yayin." So Amrav Nachman my time in Marhachi. How could you speak in such a way that lo mal yahashmeited? It's not a good teaching. Amrav Yachav Rav Chanina ma'idach siv razamus yavet hon kolomer shmuazu na'av izuena na'amabir honah shel Torah. That it's going to destroy, in a certain sense, the splendor and the glory of the Torah when you say that shmuzu na'a, shmuzu eina na'a. To say that a particular teaching is good and a particular teaching is not pleasant or not good. You're not supposed to speak like that. So I'm like, "Hadri bia." Okay, I changed my mind. Amra barav huna, shasui al yispalel. If a person drank, shasui is the word. Al yispalel, he can't daven. V'mispalel tefilas tefilah. But if a person davened while he was shasui, it works. Shikr al yispalel. If a person is drunk, he should not daven. V'mispalel tefila satueva. And if he did daven, then the tefila is a toeva. The tefila doesn't work. So again, we have two madregos. We have shasui and shikr. Shasui, neither is allowed to daven. Difference between shasui and shikr is whether the tefila is a toeva or not. So it says, okay, so now we need to know what each of these things are. Heichi dami shasui, veichi dami shikr. Ki adrav yavabar Shumani? Is that what it was? Is that a typo? I don't know. Rav Menashe bar Yom Yom Difti, Havu Kamifti Me Adadi, Amabr Dinar Yifti. They were parting ways. Amru Kalchad Minon, Neyma Milso Delo Shemiel Lechavre. So he said, well, let's each say something that the other one doesn't know. Whenever you take leave of somebody, you should always share a dvar alacha. It will be a nice way to remember each other. So pasuk chav yamar hechi dami shasu vehechi dami shikur shasu kol sheyachol adabil fnei melech shikur kol shein yachol adabil fnei melech. Very straightforward. That is shasu means that you drank something, but you're still able to be medaber b'fnei melech. Whereas a shikur means that you drank so much that you're not even able to be medaber b'fnei melech. So SMS in Erevin over there says, when we say im yachol dabel fnei melech, it's referring to bizmanam, in their days, that there were such chassidim, they knew who they were standing in front of, and the emes melech would take away a little bit of their shichrus. Meaning, sometimes it's like a person has had a little to drink, and he's relaxed, and he's chilling, and he's, you know, making jokes, and whatever, and he's like, oh, his brain is a little out there, and then something deadly serious comes up. And like all of a sudden, he gets laser focused because something very serious, someone hurt themselves and whatever, and he has to, so like he pulls himself together a little bit. So the Sfasema says that's what it means to be able to be Mdabr Fnei Melech, means that he's in a condition where he can pull himself together when he realizes that something deadly serious has come up. So if a person appreciates that davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very serious endeavor, and like, you know, the melech is here, oh my gosh, pull yourself together, you have to make this work. So if he's in a condition where he can, then that's only a shasui. But he's in a condition where he can't do that, even recognizing the importance of the moment, then that is a shikr. So, okay, so the Gemara is very clear. When it comes to hora'ah, we're very machmir. Even a revius of yayin, even if you don't feel that it impacted you at all, you can't issue a hora'ah. When it comes to tefillah, two madregas, shasui and shikr, shasui, neither of them should daven, shasui, the tefillah works, shikr, the tefillah does not work. Tosis points out, what does it mean the tefillah does not work? Exactly what it sounds like, Tosis points out. It means that tefillah satueva means that it's sort of lachso l'spalo, you gotta daven again. So you ever been at a marav minyan on Matzai Purim? Right, at the end of Purim, there are a lot of people that probably have to daven again. Right, meaning if they're a shikr and they're davening at such a minyan, they probably have to daven again. And of course, chachamim of barosho, a person has to be smart enough to think in advance of where he's going to be, and that he has mitzvahs coming up, and he's got to be ready to do those mitzvahs. So if a person is going to drink on Purim, he says, it says in Shulchan Aruch that but it also says in Shulchan Aruch all of the rest of the halachos. So you have to make sure that you could observe all of the rest of the halachos, such as davening Marv that night, and benching at the end of that meal, and being able to do all the other mitzvos. So a person has to, so if you do like Rav Shechter, he mentioned yesterday that he finishes his Purim Suda with benching and everything before Shkia, so as not to raise any sveikos or whatever. So if you have such an early Suda, so usually you'll be able to daven Marv even if you drink somewhat during the meal. But that's enough Gemina, right? That's enough Gemina between Al Yispalel and Tefillah Satfila versus Al Yispalel and Tefillah Satveva, is whether you need to repeat it. Now, why is it that it's considered a Tefillah Satveva? So the Rambam writes that because there's no Kavanah, and Kavanah is Makiv Tefillah. So that's it. I mean, you know, the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Loch Yud Zayin, that obviously you're not able to have kavana if you're drunk. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Sadi Tes, Siv Beis, asks on the Rambam, he says, Yesh L'taklik B'dvar, V'di'im, Ikra Tam D'Shik Rasul L'Spal M'nei Shein Lo Kavana, if it's really about kavana, Lama Tefillah Satueva. He says, it can't be about kavana. Because do we have a Maimer Chazal anywhere that says, HaMespal B'lo Kavana Tefillah Satueva? Doesn't say that anywhere. So if it doesn't say anywhere that if you're mispal below kavana tefilas atueva, so why should it be that if you're mispal well shikr that tefilas atueva? Also mispal below kavana tefilas atueva. Chas shalom haladon in chozer b'shul chisar and kavana. We don't even go back or repeat anything because of a chisar and kavana, and yet we would tell someone to go back if they're shikr. So that's difficult to understand. That the Aruch HaShulchan writes to explain Shita Sarambam, Amna Minyan Kenu, Dina Kvar Nispar, the Tfilu who come with Fnei Melech. The definition of Tfilu is that you're with Fnei Melech. Uvizet, Sarak Lach and Atzmal, Kavanan Usalam, Fnei Melech, Lachem, Lachem, Kosh Barku. So you need to prepare yourself to stand in front of Hashem. Vim Kolze, in Ba'amda Betfilu, Nisbalbula Kavanaso, right? If you tried and then you lost your kavana, we all daydream a little bit. It is very hard to focus throughout Shemoneh Esrei. It's one of the things, by the way, I appreciate so much about what Rabbi Reisman does with his eitzos about davening, Machzor Shekhinas Letzion, and these other eitzos that he gives, is that most shmuzin you've ever heard about kavana betfila are trying to convince you to have kavana betfila. Meaning, or inspire you to want to have kavana b'tefila, as if to say, you aren't interested in having kavana b'tefila, and they need to sell the idea to you, and that's just like totally off base, right? We all know that it's right to have kavana b'tefila. We would all love to have kavana b'tefila. Problem is, it's nearly impossible. It's really, really hard. So rather than trying to, and by the way, just stop, a lot of Musar Shmuzin that we have are like off base because of that. Meaning, a lot of the Musar Shmuzin are trying to convince us of the merit of, like, being a nice person, or the merit of, you know, like, we know what the merit is. We want to do it. It's just that these things are really hard. So more important than, you know, than selling me on the merit of doing, of having Kavana B'Tfila is, tell me how to do it. Tell me how to have Kavana B'Tfila. Give me an Eitza of how to focus. But Kavana B'Tfila is hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah to Malachi HaSharis. So obviously, you're not going to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because of a Chesaron and Kavana. But Ha'omid Atzmo Mikodem L'Spal V'lo Kavana in L'cha Azagdol Mizu. Nirach HaShach is made a chilek between Chesaron Kavana during Tfila and Chesaron Kavana L'Hispala. That you don't even have kavana to put yourself in a position to begin davening properly. That's a chutzpah. A meshukot yosem mizel likonis the platin shomel the bilbo adas to roll into the king's palace drunk. L'chein tefilas atoeva tzarich lachsul l'spalom. Ulze amru de bezman zeh chol nelifta midin tefila kolom mashe inon mechavim kroim nesh anachnu kishikorim. We're like a shikorim bezman zeh because of all of our tzaros. He says all the dinim that you have about kavana are during tefila, and during tefila we realize that we're not malachim and that it's going to be very hard to do. But to at least step into tefila, trying that you have to do, and that's why a shikur is called shein yochel dab b'fnei melech. You can't go into platin shel melech that way. V'chein tzarich lachzul l'spalom, and that's why we say kilo v'kavim kolomer shemarish avodasul from v'tzbarach in a chashuv v'bein of klal. Why is it kilo v'in avodazara? Because you're showing that your avodas Hashem is worthless to you, that it's worthless to you. The Aruch HaShulchan then writes that's Shitas HaRabbam, that it's all based in Kavana. He says you don't get that impression from the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that it's based in Kavana, just that it's Ma'us, that it's a disgusting thing to do, that's how you approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a Chisar in Kavana. And the way the Aruch HaShulchan touches up the Rambam is that the Rambam really means that also. Meaning when the Rambam says that it's Chisar in Kavana, he doesn't really mean Kavana in the conventional sense. He means that it's Ma'us, that you're going to go and not even have the proper attitude toward approaching davening. There is a machlokas achronim, whether tefilas or to'eva. So what is that? Is that an iser, or is that just a statement that you weren't yotze tefila? So is there an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbanan to have tefilas or to'eva? So the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch HaRav implies that it's only midrabbanan. Because in Shulchan Aruch HaRav he talks about benching when you're drunk, and he writes for seven brachos zakel sha'af shebirchsa mazim min haTorah mikal makom zeshi tzorich lachzul l'rosh l'varch mishum shebirchas shikar toeva or mishum shezavach rishayim toeva shepashav lo badek makom or mishum sheshak deligmar skula machmasom slo britzano ein olam midvayim. And the Alter Rebbe writes that even though benching is a din d'oraisa, but many of the details of halachos that govern benching are dinim d'rabbanan. So he says, for example, what are the detailed halachos that govern benching that are only midrabbanan? You're not allowed to say a bracha in a place that's full of, that has tzava, that has excrement or something like that. So if you said a bracha in such a place, you have to repeat benching. Right? It didn't count as a bracha. That's a din drabbanan. It's not a din daraisa. Vayeh machnech and kadosh is din daraisa. But the idea that you would have to repeat and that it's not a bracha, that's a din drabbanan, he says. Or in the other example he gives is that if you're davening or saying a bracha while shikur, the idea that you would have to repeat is also only a din midrabbanan. So bottom line is, you see very clearly from the Alter Rebbe that he views this as a din drabbanan. On the other hand, there's a tshuva sefer called Pnei Mevin, Simon Lamed, where he writes that even though tefillah is only midrabbanan, tefillah b'shichris is nisadar raisa. So there is something missing from that sugya that we saw in Erevin, right? Because the Gemara started by saying, if you drink a revius yayin al yora, right? And then we said shasoy can't davin and shikur can't the tefillah is toeva, right? Shasoy revius yayin is a very clearly labeled, you know, shir. Revius is a particular shir of yayin. Shikur and was it shasui, right? Does not give a shear in any. What if you drink a revius of yayin as far as tefillah, right? So I know that if I'm not able to be midaben pnei melech, so that's way more than a revius and tefillah sotueva. I know that if I am able to be midaben pnei melech, then tefillah sotefillah, but I'm not supposed to do it. Does that mean even if it's just a revius of yayin? That meaning, do you hit shasui when you drink a revius of yayin, or is that something more than a revius of yayin? So the Rif has a girsa that says Vamar Rabbi Dimshmal Hashos revius yayin al yispalel, not al yora but al yispalel. And the Rambam paskins shikur al yispalel shein lo kavana v'mispal tefilas tefeva lefich chozu mispal k'shisrokim mishichruso. He's going to have to daven again when he gets over his drinking. Shasoi al yispal v'mispal tefilas tefila. Eze shikur ze shein yachol dabel v'nei melech. Shaso yachol dabel v'nei melech v'nei mishtabish. A shaso is someone who's able to be dabel v'nei melech. Afal pi kein hoil v'shasa revius yayin lo yispal ashi yasu yeinu me'olav. The Rambam says that when we say shaso al yispalo, it's the same shir as al yora, which fits with the riff, right? Because the riff has such a girsa that shaso revius yayin, not al yora, but al yispalo. Tosos and the Rush say, no, the Girsa is Hashos Revius Yayin Al Yora. And Tosos says, and the Rif's Girsa is incorrect. He says, Yesh Ram Shekosu Ben Al Yispalel. There's some Sram that say, Al Yispalel, V'lo Yitachin Klal, that's wrong. Dim Kate, my cover of Nachem, Lom Al Yashmaita, Da Anak, Kol Kamadol Shasin, Reviyasa, Lo Tzila, Da Tai, Ma'inin Tzilu Seit Zal Tfila. He says, because the next line of the Gemara doesn't make sense then. Because Rav Nachman says, what do you mean you're not allowed to blank when you drink a revius yayin? I can't blank unless I drink a revius yayin because my mind's not clear. So if the blank is paskening, the Gemara makes sense. Don't paskin if you drink a revius yayin. Rav Nachman says, I need clear mind. My mind needs to be a well-oiled machine in order to paskin, and it only gets that way with a revius yayin. But it's about tefillah, says Tosos. What does tefillah have to do with tzilusa? What does tefillah have to do with clarity? So it must be that it's al yora, which is fascinating. I mean, he's assuming that you don't need clear, you don't need your mind to be like in, to be sharp to daven. You just need to be able to know what you're doing, to focus, and that you're davening to Hashem, but it doesn't require like intricate analysis or anything like that. So you don't need this great clarity of mind. So it sounds like from Tosfos that you're allowed to daven if you drank a revius of yayin, because you don't need daito tzlula in order to daven. So the Achronim ask on Tosos, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Rashash, that the Gemara in Erevin Samachay, just a daf later, says, Amrim Chia Barashi Amarav, Kol She'in Daito Miusheveslav Al Yispada, Mishum Shem B'tzar Al Yora, that if you don't have daito miusheveslav, you're not supposed to daven. Rabbi Chanina B'yuma Deratach Lo Matzli. When Rabbi Chanina would have a day where he would get angry, he wouldn't daven. So you see that for tefillah, you also need yishuv hadas, not only for hora'ah. And that seems to be against Tosos, right? That seems to be against Tosos. Tosos assumes, no, you only need clear mind for hora'ah, For tefillah, you don't need such a clear mind. And therefore, for tefillah, if you drink a reviyah of yayin, you're perfectly fine. So what you have to say is, no, there's a difference between yishuv hadas and daitot zlula. For tefillah, you need yishuv hadas, and you do have yishuv hadas, even if you drink a reviyah of yayin. What you don't have is daitot zlula. Daitot zlula, like we said before, means that your mind is ready to do some very high-level calculations and high-level assessments and, you know, analyses of complicated material. And that you don't need for tefillah, but you do need daitim yishuv hadas. You need to be in a calm state of mind in order to get to a yishuv hadas. A person maybe, that's what Rav Nachman is saying, maybe I need to drink a little bit in order to get to that state of mind. Because if du has Hashem b'simcha, and ezu yavodu shablev, zu yi tefillah. So you need to be able to serve Hashem in that way. Another yishuv, so that's one way to be miyashiv tosu. So again, what was the kasha? The Tosa said, it can't be shasvei al yispalel, because it doesn't make any sense for Rav Nachman to say that I need clear mind. You don't need a clear mind to daven. So the Achronim asked on Tosfos, what are you talking about? You don't need a clear mind to daven. The Gemara says you need Yishuv Hadas in order to daven. So answer number one is that there's a difference between Yishuv Hadas and Daito Tzlula. You need Yishuv Hadas daven, you don't need Daito Tzlula. Answer number two, in the Damesek Eliezer, in Sim Tzadita, Sivkat Nalef, he says that Tosfos try and tell us that Tefillah is more chamor than Hora'ah. Tosfos is not trying to say that Tefillah is less than Hora'ah. Tosfos was not trying to say that you're allowed to daven when you drink a reviyah of yayin. Tosfos was just saying the girsa in the Gemara should not be al yispalel. The girsa in the Gemara should be al yora, because the Gemara doesn't make sense with al yispalel. It only makes sense with al yora. But what does that mean as far as tefillah? Tosfos never spells that out. So we've been assuming that that means that, yeah, it's okay, even if you drank a little, you could still daven. Gemara doesn't say that. Tosfos doesn't say that. What does Tosfos mean? Maybe Tosfos means that with tefillah it's more chamor. Then not only are you not allowed to daven when you drink a reviyah of yayin, which is pashut, but the Gemara is saying a chinish, that you're not even allowed to paskin when you drink a reviyah of yayin. Why is tefillah more chamor than hara'ah? Because tefillah doesn't only need yishuv hadas, it also needs kovod rosh. Kovod rosh. So the first answer distinguishes between silula daita and yishuv hadas. That yishuv hadas is an easier madriga to achieve than tzilula daita, and that's why paskening required a higher level than tefillah. But this mahalich says, no, there's a difference between yishuv hadas and kovod rosh. Paskening doesn't require kovod rosh, it requires yishuv hadas. Tefillah requires kovod rosh, and kovod rosh you're not going to achieve with even a little bit of alcohol in your system. And the raya that Tosfos is bringing, that the Amoraim couldn't have been saying that calls man that I don't drink a reviyah of yayin, I don't have daito tzlu in order to be able to daven. It doesn't mean to say that you're not allowed to drink that the issue to drink a reviyah of yayin is only as far as paskening is concerned. It's just that there's no shaychus between daito tzlu and tefillah, because for tefillah you need something different. You need something called kovod rosh. So big enough community between the two yishuvim of Tosfos is going to be that according to the first Mahalach in Tosfos, the Shita of Tosfos is that if you drink a Revius Yayin, you're allowed to daven. Whereas according to the second Mahalach in Tosfos, you're not allowed to daven when you drink even just a Revius of Yayin. Right? So huge nafkamina between them. Tosfos and Shabbos, Tav Yud Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Hasam, bringing it back to us, writes that if someone drank a Revius of Yayin, there also been a Nesias Kapayim. So what's Nesias Kapayim? Should the Nesias Kapayim match tefillah? Should it match paskening? Should it match neither of them? Right? I mean, what does the Nesias Kapayim require? Does it require Daito Tzalula? Does it require Yishuv Hadas? Does it require Kovod Rosh? What do you do with the Nesias Kapayim? So Tosfos writes, Nesias Kapayim, if you drink Revius, you're not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. But Tosfos writes explicitly in Shabbos Dav Yud, but for davening, only a shikr is not allowed to daven. Only really a shikr. So Rav Elazar Moshe Horovitz, in the comments in the back of the Gemara over there, writes that that's l'shitasam in Erev and Samach Dalet. That shasar v'yis yayin al yoreb doesn't say al yispalel, because it tells us all that you're allowed to daven if you drink a v'yis yayin. Meaning that Rav Elazar Moshe Horovitz is understanding that tosas in Shabbos matches tosas in Erev, because he understood tosas in Erev like our first Mahalich in Tosfos and Erevin. Wait a minute, is this too confusing? The, right, we had the Tosfos and Erevin had a clear statement that the girsa of the Gemara is that it's just Rav Yisrael and Al Yora. Girsa can't be Al Yispalel. So we tried to figure out, why not? Why can't it be Al Yispalel? Don't you, after all, need Yishuv HaDas to be Mispalel? So we have two Mahalchim and Tosos. Mahalich number one is, because you're allowed to be Mispalel when you drink a Rav Yisrael. Mahalich number two is, because it's Pashut that you're not allowed to daven when you drink a Rav Yisrael. So Tosos and Shabbos Dav Yud assumes that you are allowed to daven when you drink a Rav Yisrael. Rav Elazar Moshe Horovitz says, yeah, and that's exactly like Tosos and Erev and Samach Dalet, because Rav Elazar Moshe Horovitz is understanding, like the first Mahalich and Tosos, that you're allowed to daven when you drink a Rav Yisrael of Yayin. And apparently Birchas Kohanim requires a higher level of clarity. Why would Birchas Kohanim require a higher level of clarity than Tefillah? Any Svara? What? Ah, because it relates to Avodah. So Rabbi Kivager in Masech Zervin asks that Tosus of there equates Hora'ah to Tefillah as far as drinking Yayin Mazug in a diluted wine in a shear of greater than a Revias. So it's Mestaver that if someone who drinks a Revias Yayin is also Lahoros, so it's also to be Mespalel as well. Like the second approach, the Domestic Eliezer. And he's miyashiv the shita tells in Shabbos that tells just means to say that if you drink a revias yayin, you should not rely on the idea that your yayin is already gone b'shas nesias kapayim. Meaning, if you assume like the second approach that if you shas revias yayin, you're not allowed to daven either. The contrast that Tosus is drawing between tefillah and nesias kapayim and masech Shabbos is just to say that you're not really allowed to do anything when you drink a Rav Yisrael. You're not even allowed to daven either. It's just that when it comes to tefillah, you could rely on your sense of the... meaning, it's not that you're never allowed to daven. At some point, you sober up enough to be able to daven. So you can rely on your sense that you've sobered up. But if you were not yet sober when davening started, then you cannot do Nesias Kapayim. Because you cannot assume that you've sobered up enough by then. So how do we paskin la'alacha? So as far as tefillah is concerned, so Shulchan Aruch paskin sim sadi tes shasi yayin kedei revias al yispalel atri yasirena. Even a revias, then you're not allowed to daven until the effects of the wine leave. Vim shasi yoser umiyachol daven fnei melech umispal tefillah sa tefillah vim en yachol daven fnei melech umispal tefillah sa tefillah. If you drink more than that, you shouldn't daven until the effects of the wine fade. If you did daven, and it depends if you're able to be medaber l'fnei melech. So there's shasar avias, and you're still able to be medaber l'fnei melech, so you shouldn't daven l'chadchila, but you yotzei the chiyuv of tefillah. And then there's drinking more than avias, where you're not able to be medaber l'fnei melech, where you're not yotzei chovas tefillah at all. There are poskim that suggest rishonim already, Mordechai and Agos Maimonios, that bisman is even if you drink wine, you're allowed to daven, because we never have kavam in our tefillah. I mean, there's like a whole series of halachos that seem to assume that we don't have kavam in tefillah anyway. Right? For example, what's an example of that? A halacha in Hilchos Tefillah that assumes that we generally don't repeat when we don't have kavam for the first bracha, because then we'll just be saying Shemon Esrei on the loop all day, right? And that would be difficult. That's not what Chazal meant when they said Halavai Sheyes Falod and Kolayim Kula, right? We have that Chasen on the night of his wedding. This already goes back to the time of the Mishnayos. Technically, his Osig Mitzvah is part of him Kriyashma, because the tier to the Mitzvah will distract him from having Kavana in Tefillah. But we assume we don't have Kavana anyway, and therefore it's Yuhara for a person to not daven on the night of his wedding. Because that's his way of saying, yeah, normally my kavanah is perfect. And this is me. People typically could have the same kavanah they normally have. Whatever that level of kavanah is normally, they typically could have that on the night of their wedding as well. It's one of the questions that a lot of the chassanim ask. Like, am I supposed to daven tonight? You know, the night of the wedding? Like, is that something that you're supposed to do? So the answer is, yeah, you are supposed to do that. If your wedding is early, it's like, is that a time of the year where shkia is early? So very often you'll have marav at the chassan's tish anyway. So but if it's in June, so when does everyone daven at the wedding? At a wedding that's in right, when the chassan's in the yichud room, so he's not davening at that time, so then he's going to have to daven later. There's another svarlak that Rama writes, that our wines aren't such strong wines. So if you drink a Revius, it's not going to have any effect. The Rama in Darkei Moshe writes about that kula. He says, he suggests it, but he says, it's fascinating, right? The Rama says, I have this idea that our wines are not as strong, and therefore maybe we could be a little more makil, but I don't find documentation for such a kula. So if it doesn't appear in any posek, I'm not happy relying on it. So there is a comment that the Tehillah the David has based on the Marshal. He says, Efshad Dlos Chamel B'chol. Fascinating idea. He says, maybe it's only on a weekday that the Cham Masers. Avol B'yom Tov Shemitzvah L'smoach Ukma Adine Shetfilah Sotfilah. Val Pi HaMedrash Shepir Shemukra V'ani Tfilasi Ani Lo Kein Ela Afal Pi Kein Sheshasinu V'ani Tfilasi. Almud B'Shabbos V'yom Tov Yesh L'spalel Achar Sheshasin. He suggests that the whole nature of the day of Shabbos and Yom Tov is one where a person is supposed to be in elevated spirits, and as a result of that, maybe even if they're shasui, they're allowed to daven lechatchila. Not shikur, but shasui. Even though shasui is not allowed to daven lechatchila throughout the rest of the week, maybe Shabbos and Yom Tov is different. Now, so what happens if a person didn't daven because they were shikur? So do they do tefillas tashlumin? Meaning, do we consider that an onus? Would we do tefillas? What's the halacha by tefillas tashlumin? Halacha is that if you were shogeg or onus, you do tefillas tashlumin. If you were mazid, you don't do tefillas tashlumin. I just got a shayla last week about tefillas tashlumin. Did I tell you this shayla? A rabbi told me he was visiting a chola in the hospital. Did I tell you this one? The chola said, Rabbi, I haven't daven Maariv yet. So the rabbi said, no problem, I'll just sit quietly here while you daven. So the guy was in his hospital bed, he couldn't stand up. So he took out a sitter and he started davening, and he said, Birchus Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, the Birchus after Kriya Shema. He said, Baruch Hashem El Amen Yamein, and Yirui Neinu, and then he fell asleep before Shmuel Esrei. So rabbi's not going to wake him up. He's a sick person in a hospital. You don't wake him up, you let him sleep. But the rabbi was anticipating that the next morning the guy was going to wake up and ask, does he need to do tefillas tashlumin? It's a great shayla. Why is it a great shayla? He said Baruch Hashem. Does that count as Shmoneh Esrei? Meaning that was instituted to replace Shmoneh Esrei. Does that count as enough of Shmoneh Esrei? So you can't pass me that shayla when you're drunk, right? That's a great shayla. I told Rabbi Razin that shayla. He's like, oh, I got a shayla today, but it was a little easier to paskin. He said one of the cubs in camp came over to him, and he said that he was bowing during Shmoneh Esrei, and he has Crocs, and you know the Crocs have those little gibbets or whatever, right? So the guy, the cub was bowing, and he said, oh no, I'm being mishtachva to a tzelem. So Razu thought it might be motor. It might be okay. he doesn't have to worry about that. And my shadow was better. But the rules by Tzilas Tashlum is if it's an onus or a mazid, so then you could then you daven Tzilas Tashlum. If it's an onus or a shogeg, it's Tzilas Tashlum, but a mazid, there's no Tzilas Tashlum. So if a person was drunk, is that amazing? Yeah. So that Pshia is the same as amazing. Right? Pshia is part of the amazing. So Beis Yosef writes that a shikr is chashuv kashogeg and not kamezid. How do I know? He says a gemara in brachos taf tesam aleph. Who zuga the rabbanim dishtakar bihilula debrei de Rabbi Shimon Levi? There was a group of rabbanim that got drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Also committed Rabbi Shimon Levi. Amar kedai Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai lismach lo b'shas hilchak. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, they went to Rabbi Shimon Levi to ask what halacha. He says, "Kedai Rabbi Shimon lismach lo b'shas hilchak." What does that mean? Kolomar dam Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai sha'achar shalom and ha'shachar yotzeich of kriyash meshalarvis. That even after Amar ha'shachar before neitzachami, you could still be yotze kriyash meshalarvis. But if you b'mezid didn't say Kriya Shema at night, then you're not allowed to rely on Rav Shimon and say Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar. Why did they miss it? Because they were shikr. But if Shikr is like amazed, then they would not be allowed to rely on Rabbi Shimon Bishas Adchak. Right? Someone that Rabbi Arya Cohn told me, who was once at Meron on Lag Baomer, and a couple of yeshiva guys came over to him, and it was like very late at night. It was already early morning hours, and the guy said they realized they didn't daven Maariv yet, because they still daven Maariv, you know, when it's after Amud HaShachar, before Netzach Chava. So he pointed to the Kever of Rashbi. He said, "Kedayu Rabbi Shimon Lisvach Alav Mishas Ad Chak." Like, this is it. This is the Kedayu Rabbi Shimon. Okay, maybe. Yeah. So the Beis Yosef holds that someone who's shikr is considered known, it's not considered amazing. It could be that there's a difference. Why did they get shikr? They got shikr because, why did they get shikr? They were at a wedding in the Sudas Mitzvah. So that was their shikrus. And maybe someone who just stam is a shikr, you know, I don't know if that you're going to say that's not called amazing. In general, B'nai Yeshiva should have the attitude that you know, shikrus is not something that we should be looking to do. It's a cultural thing now that everyone drinks a lot, but it's not a positive cultural thing. But okay, we'll save that for a different time. Rabbi Willig says he only drinks yayin. Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Shachar are very different about this. Rabbi Willig said he only drinks yayin for dalet kosos and kiddush on Friday night, I think he said. He said even Avdallah, only grape juice. Because you'll have to drive after Avdallah, whatever, and he gets phone calls right away after Avdallah with the, you know, after Paschan Shilas and things like that. Otherwise, he'll never ever drink wine. Rav Shachter drinks wine all the time. Meaning not like, whatever, but he tries to be matbid for all three suddas of Shabbos to have yayin. Meaning it's a chumrah by him, meaning he'll ask for yayin at Shalosh Shuddas if there's any. Remember, he was at our house for a Shabbos this year, and was it this year? Last year? 2 years ago? Whatever, right after COVID. No, it was a couple of years ago already. Right, he was at our house for a Shabbos, and he we came back for Shalosh Shuddas. We weren't doing Shalosh Shuddas in Shul yet, because it was like mamish post-COVID. It was like right, his first place that he went anywhere after COVID for a Shabbos was to us for a Shabbos. We were very honored we did the dedication of our new building, of the new shul, so he came for that. So we were having Shalosh Shuddas in my house. I said, "Does Rebbe want wine?" He said, "If you have, yes." You know, like he tries to be makbid to have wine for all three suudos. Okay, but now, what about Shar Mishakrum? What about things that are not wine? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Pirkos Koranim, Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lam Ches, that a Kohen drank a Rav Yisai in Basach, Hashanah Pinosei Katav, and there's Machlokas, Taz Magen Avram, by the din of a Kohen that drank Shar Mishakrum, if he's allowed to be Nosei Es Katav. The Taz holds that if he drank Schnapps, it's also for him to be Nosei Es Katav. Magen Avram says he's allowed to, because we learn from Nazir, that a Nazir is only also to have grape products, and even for Avoda, a Kohen that is in Shtakr Machma Shar Mashkin is not Chayv Misa, unless he's So you see that, but if Nesias Kapayim is compared to Avoda, by Avoda the specific sensitivity, as long as you're not at Shechrus or Shalot, is that you didn't drink Yayin, but there's no specific sensitivity to drinking Shar Mashkim. So for Nesias Kapayim, says the Magen Avram, Shar Mashkim is fine, it's only Yayin that's a problem. So that's the Machlokas Taz and Magen Avram. Happens to be very interesting. I put in the Mar Mekomos, I have a footnote in my Sefer that Rav Asher has a tshuva to Tzvika Reisman, all the different Torah personalities we've been dealing with. So Rav Asher has a tshuva to Tzvika Reisman in the first volume of Tshuvas Minchas Asher, where Tzvika wanted to be Mechadesh, that if a Kohen said Kiddush on Schnapps, that he's not allowed to be Nosei Es Kapav. If you said Kiddush on Schnapps, he's not allowed to be Nosei Es Kapav. I mean, we do have this machlok as Magen Avraham and Taz. If a Kohen drank Schnapps, is he allowed to be Nosei Es Kapav? But Tzvika wanted to suggest if he said Kiddush on Schnapps, then L'chol HaDeos, he's not allowed to be Nosei Es Kapav. Why? So he says there's a further machlok as Magen Avraham and Taz about how much Yayin Saruf a person has to drink. Yayin Saruf means Schnapps. How much Yayin Saruf a person has to drink in order to recite a bracha achrona. Magen Avraham writes that the din of Yayin Saruf is the din of every mashke. How much of a mashke do you have to drink in order to be chayv bracha achrona? Reviyas, right? How long do you have to drink that Reviyas in? Kadesh Shir Shtiyas Reviyas. You need to drink it in the amount of time that it takes to drink a Reviyas, right? It's not like food. By food, a bracha achrona kazayis b'kadei achilas pras. A pras is way bigger than a kazayis. You can eat very slowly. But with drinks, you only chayv bracha achrona if you drink a Reviyas b'kadei Shir Shtiyas Reviyas. That's why some people are makbid when they're drinking something very hot. They'll leave a Reviyas over at the end and wait for it to cool down and then just down it. Because there's a machlokas when you have a very hot beverage, do we measure shir kadesh shtiyas revias by how you would drink that beverage or how you would drink a normal beverage? So in order to be yotze kaldeus, Mishbura recommends leave a revias that's not you know, at the end to cool down and then just drink that straight. So the Magen Avraham writes, okay, so schnapps is like any other beverage. Shir is revias. Taz in Siman Reish Yud Tzivkat Nalev says no. People don't drink schnapps like they drink other beverages, and therefore, even if you have just a kazayis, you would say a bracha achrona. It has a din like a food, and that taz is the basis for those who say kiddush on a tiny little shot glass of schnapps. How can you possibly be able to kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps? Shot glass of schnapps is less than a revius. What is it? It's an ounce, 2 ounces, 3 ounces. It's less than a revius. What is it? It's a kazayis. But it's less than a revius. How could it be yotze with the kazayis? But if you hold like the taz that the shear of yayin saruf for bracha achrona is a kazayis, so maybe hu adin the shear of yayin saruf for kiddush is also a kazayis. So by virtue of the fact that a person made kiddush on schnapps, what was he saying? I hold like the taz. If you're saying I hold like the taz, you can't then go up in duchen and say I hold like the Magen Avraham, right? Because if you go up in duchen, then you're saying, I hold like the Magen Avraham, the Yayin Saruf doesn't pass to me from Duchani. Taz holds, the Yayin Saruf does pass to me from Duchani. So you relied on the Taz by Kiddush, and now you're going to go up and you're going to Duchin, and you're going to say like the Magen Avraham. So Tzviko wanted to suggest that if a person said Kiddush and Schnapps, then he's not allowed to Duchin. But if he said, look, holidays, then everyone's going to agree. So Rav Asher said, that is ridiculous. Why did Rav Asher say that's ridiculous? So Rav Asher writes, he says, I don't think so. What does one have to do with the other? Because I pass on like one taz means I have to pass on like every taz. Like I'm either, like the taz, you're either in or out. You know, like you're either passing like every. Who says? Just because I pass like the taz is more assured about the shear of yain sarf. That means I have to pass like the taz as far as Birch Kohanim. Velo korv zel zev, velo kruchim yordu min hashamayim. These two tazes didn't come down from heaven, bound up together as a single unit. Ube'emes shittas taz gavin siyos kapayim nidchas al yidei rov ha'achronim. He says it happens to be the shittas taz has been rejected by most of the achronim in ilchas siyos kapayim. Ve'gam mishrusim kuv chavchasim kan kuv memel pasuk de b'shar mashkam afilu shosar vias mutal lises kapav kol zman sheyachol dabal p'nei melech. Most poskim assume that you're allowed to duchen if you drank schnapps as long as you're still able to be medaber p'nei melech. So I didn't think it was as ridiculous as Rav Asher is saying it is. Because I thought maybe these aren't two disparate tazes, meaning I thought that maybe they're related to each other. Because the reason the taz says you can say a bracha achrona less than a revius of yayin saruf is because less than a revius of such a drink is considered a shir chashuv. Why is that considered a shir chashuv? If I need a revius of yayin, why is less than a revius of yayin saruf considered enough for a bracha achrona? Well, every other beverage on earth requires a revius. Why should this only require a kazayis? It could be that the svara is that when a person drinks yayin saruf, they're trying to achieve a certain state of mind. They're trying to, have an impact on their mood and whatever. And that's achieved with much less, 45% alcohol or 50% alcohol beverage than it is with a 9% alcohol beverage. Meaning, yayin saruf, kazayis, is because it has its impact. It's chashuv already with a kazayis. Which might be the very same reason that what? They didn't let a duchen when you had yayin saruf. Because yayin saruf is, according to the Taz, because it has its impact. So it could be that it's a taz l'shitaso in a certain sense. So it's taz l'shitaso, so then you would certainly say that you got to be consistent. Then Tzvika would be right. However, that's not how Rav Shachter learned that taz. Rav Shachter has a mahalik in that taz, where no, the reason that kezayis of yayin saruf is a shir for bracha achrona is not because it has its impact in a kezayis. It's because where do we have a din of a kezayis for bracha achrona? By food. Meaning, since Rav Shachter's mahalik is that there, the way to define what's called a beverage and what gets a sheer revius and what gets a sheer kezayis is not whether something is liquid or solid. It's whether it's a beverage or not. And a beverage is defined as that which you have to help the food go down, to quench your thirst, things like that. But that which you drink for other purposes, like for example, soup. Why do you have soup? Not because you're trying to, I'm so thirsty. Oh, thank God, there's chicken soup. Right? Meaning that's not, you don't have soup to quench your thirst. It's not so that you could help wash down other food. You have soup because it's part of the meal. It's a hearty part of the meal. They say Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wouldn't need soup during the week. At least on Shabbos, I think he did. But during the week, he didn't need soup. So why didn't he eat soup during the week? So he, two things. I think the one is that he felt that something should be set aside for Shabbos, just for Shabbos. And two, he felt it was bittul zman. Because it goes so slow. You have to, like, it's a liquid. You should be able to down it, but you have to eat it with a spoon if you're a civilized person. So he felt it was bittul Torah. So who told us? Someone told us. Maybe, was it your uncle? Someone said that they went home and they told their wife, I'm not eating soup anymore during the week. And the wife said, you're not Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. You're eating soup. I don't remember who it was. One of the big Gush Rabbanim. It might have been your uncle. Maybe it was Rav Taragin. I don't remember. But one of the big Gush Rabbanim said that. So Rav Shachter tells that the reason that Yayin Sarif shares because Zayis, and the reason soup shares, and he thinks soup also shares because Zayis is a Meichel, it's not a Mashkin. Anything that's a Meichel is going to be different. Rav Shachter writes this up in Bikvetzon in the name of the Kazhe Glover Gon. The Kazhe Glover says the part about, he takes the next step and says, and therefore you can make Kiddush on it. On just the kazayas of it. So Rav Shachter just points out that it's ridiculous, meaning that it's self-defeating. You're going to say, I could use the kazayas because if it's a Meichel, but if it's a Meichel, then it can't be Chamar Medina. Because the definition of Chamar Medina is a basic drink that you have, a beverage. Something can't be a beverage, you know, if it's a Meichel. Okay, so there are a lot of other Pratei Dinim over here that, you know, Birchas HaMazon and the different Madregos of drinking. But that's the basics, at least, of the sugya of drinking and Birchas Kohanim and Tefillah and things like that. Again, there's always more to say, but we'll have to leave it aside. Okay.